For listening pretty late, I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Brandon C. Price, writing Sidecar tonight. And we'll talk more about what's going on at Vamp and their schedule of a couple coming events. We have Di Billick, who is our friend of the show, and we have to have you in more often. I'm sorry that's taken so long to have you back in, but thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, happy.
And when you came in, you handed me a lovely drawing. Well, I think I love the coloring of it as well, of a lady parts.
It's lady parts. It's beautiful.
Lady parts. And so speaking of lady parts, we have in studio with us Lady Doctor, Dr. Lauren Stryker. She is you're a surgeon. I mean, like, you're not just a doctor. You're a surgeon and stuff.
I am a surgeon of lady parts.
I was talking to someone who knows you, and they were telling me in some detail stuff, and I was like, that's impressive what happened there. That was very impressive.
Isn't
work
it
that
amazing,
you did.
Though, how people will tell you the most intimate details of their genitalia, just kind of for no reason
to
at
be
all.
Fair, I started it. You know, you start talking about Diva Cup and everything gets out of hand. We also have in studio with us, we have Terry Cosgrove, who's the CEO of Personal Pack, Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause. And we want to talk.
Wait.
No?
That sounds great.
No, hold on a second. No. Is that yours? Whose is whose?
I just got a promotion.
Yes, you did.
I
will. It would be fun for us. So I would love to work.
It was a run on sentence. It was a run on sentence.
So I am the director of the Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause at Northwestern.
Got demoted.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital. And we will love to have Terry join us there. However, Terry, I'll let you give your true title.
Okay. I'm president and CEO of Personal Pack, and I do not have a medical license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want one? We have a printer in the back.
You can do that. Dad
and a JD would be great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's for me. I want the JD. Okay. You get the MD.
Okay.
I'm just handing them out. By the way, if anybody has any questions during this conversation, Di, Brandon, Mike, Esmeralda, Martyr, any of our listeners, 312-981-7200. There's a lot of ground to cover. There are concerns that people have, in particular as Donald Trump was running up into the through the election. He made statements about, one, there was a point during a debate where he was, or no, during an interview with Anderson Cooper or somebody, he was asked, should women be punished if they have an abortion? And Donald Trump wasn't quite sure how to answer that question, because he said someone should be punished. And so he was asked point blank, should it be a woman? And he was like, well, we'll figure, basically saying we'll figure that out later.
There has to be some form of punishment.
Yes. Right.
That's the quote. Yeah.
So one of the things that I did not realize in Roe v. Wade is that if that is overturned, one of the things that was built into that is that then it becomes illegal across the country. And isn't that the response to Bill 40 in order to, if that does happen?
Right. If I have to put this in the quotes. The best outcome, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that it goes back to the 50 states, but the U.S. Supreme Court could actually outlaw abortion nationwide, but most legal scholars believe that it will then return to each of the states, and each of the states will have their own laws. And House Bill 40, which you referenced, pertains to the Illinois Criminal Code. In 1975, the anti-choice forces in Illinois amended the criminal code to say that when Roe v. Wade is overturned, then life would begin at conception in Illinois, which would outlaw all abortions, as well as the IUD and the pill and most forms of birth control. And so House Bill 40 would repeal that part of the statute.
Oh, so it's an Illinois statute that we're trying to make sure we repeal that statute.
Exactly.
But that's why it's so important, because there's this complacency about, oh, Illinois is a safe state. Illinois is a good state. We don't have to worry. When in fact, the women of Illinois have a lot to worry about.
And why is that? Why is it important to protect reproductive rights? Why is it important to make sure that this remains legal in the state of Illinois?
Well, I'd like to take this from the approach of a gynecologist, of a doctor, as opposed to that.
Thank you.
You know, obviously, I feel very strongly that women should have the right to control their own bodies. But in terms of thinking of the repercussions that this will have on women's health, it goes way beyond the fact that women can't have the right to an elective abortion when they choose to. We are going to have a major, major impact on women's health. Let's just start with contraception. As Terry said, if we outlaw abortion, we are also outlawing many, many forms of contraception that not only will prevent pregnancy, but there are many non-contraceptive benefits to contraception that people forget about. And there are many, many women who take hormonal contraception like birth control pills or use IUDs to treat conditions like endometriosis, severe anemia, fibroids, painful periods. The list is very, very long. So suddenly we have the politicians who are deciding how, as a physician, I am going to treat these patients. We also forget the fact that while I believe, of course, every woman has a right to an elective termination of pregnancy without any questions asked. There are many, many situations when it is a truly medically indicated procedure and our hands will be tied. For the woman who's diagnosed with cancer who cannot have her chemotherapy while she's pregnant, for the woman who has a life-threatening heart condition that she could die during pregnancy, not to mention the woman, of course, who is raped, a victim of incest.
Would this also be ectopic pregnancies?
Any pregnancy. They're talking about conception.
And
they're
for people who don't understand ectopic...
A tubal pregnancy, which is a life-threatening situation. So when we're talking about conception, as Terry said, we are talking about a chilling, chilling scenario. And, you know, it's always kind of interesting to me how it's one thing to take away the right to choose to terminate a pregnancy, but then to take away the very tools that prevent people from having an unplanned or undesired pregnancy is just crazy. I mean, there's no other way to think about it.
I will say this. People are going to say, no, come on, they're overreacting. That's not. We're constantly told, and this is why people are like, stop gaslighting me. Because don't tell me what we know. You know this to be a fact, that this is, we're talking about the legal aspect of Roe v. Wade.
This is in the Illinois Criminal Code.
Right.
It's public information. Yes, it says that the day that Roe v. Wade is overturned, that it will be the policy of the state of Illinois that life begins at conception, outlawing abortion.
And the contraception party absolutely floors people, because one of the things that I'm talking about all over the place because I can't believe it is how many smart, educated, savvy people think that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are two different things. And I've had so many people say to me, well, I'm so glad we are getting rid of Obamacare, but thank God I'm still going to have my contraception through the Affordable Care Act.
No.
And no, no. And then we're talking about defunding of Planned Parenthood, which means that there's going to be even less access. And we don't even get to the Supreme Court, Terry. I'll let you talk about that because I just can't even talk about it calmly anymore.
Brandon, your head's going to explode, isn't it? Did you have any idea?
No, I did not know that specific criminal code in Illinois. You know what I mean? That seems so outdated. Is there any legal way for that to properly get addressed before it completely goes into effect, or would it have to just be completely overturned by later legislation?
Well, we don't want to wait until later legislation, yes, which is why we have House Bill 40, and there's no guarantee that the Illinois General Assembly would enact such legislation, because we don't know what the future is going to look like, which is why we're doing it preemptively, and we are so determined to pass this bill. And that's why it's so important that everyone listening call their state representative and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 40. And don't be embarrassed if you don't know who your state representative, because most people don't, and that's fine. But
I feel like the tone that I use is like, do you know who your representative is? Yeah. But I also, do you have a way of directing people?
Yes, absolutely. What you can do is, we have a tool on our website at personalpac.org. You just put in your address, and it tells you exactly who your state representative is, and then you're provided with their email, their phone number.
Hold on one second. We have breaking news coming from the traffic. Yes.
Yes. Earlier in my report, I had spoken about the outbound Kennedy at Division. We had an accident there. That is now, all lanes are down due to that accident. So all lanes are blocked right there at Division. We are seeing those delays starting to grow. They're hitting at about Grand right now. So outbound Kennedy at Division, three right lanes are closed.
We are in studio in the Allstate Show. Thank you very much, Esmeralda. All lanes are blocked. So thank you so much for the update. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Terry Cosgrove from Personal Pack and Dr. Lauren Stryker, who is you're the director of?
I'm the director of the new Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause. Of course, I do see patients outside of the center, and then of course I'm out there trying to spread the word about women's reproductive rights.
Yeah. You know, can I provide a little historic?
I have to take a break.
Okay, great. When you come back.
Mike, tell him he can't say anything else.
I'm sorry, you can't say anything else right now at the moment, but I can't wait to hear what you have to say after the break.
Okay. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is Brandon C. Price, Di Billick, Dr. Lauren Stryker, and Terry Cosgrove. And Terry, you were about to give me a little bit of a background on Personal Pack.
Prior to 1973, when abortion became legal in the United States, Cook County Hospital had an entire ward called the Septic Abortion Ward, or the Dirty Ward. There were 17 beds there. And those 17 beds were constantly filled with women who were brought into the emergency room of the hospital with knitting needles and coat hangers hanging out of them, bleeding to death. And it was the number one rotation for the medical schools in the Chicago area, because if you could survive 6 weeks on the abortion ward at Cook County Hospital and hold women in your arms who were dying, then you could survive anything. And I don't think that people appreciate that even if abortion becomes illegal and all the things that we're talking about here, it's not going to stop women from having abortions. It's just going to cause them to seek back alley and self-induced abortions. So we're going to go back to those days when women will be showing up in droves at hospital emergency rooms bleeding to death.
And to that point, even in states right now with the worst restrictions like parental notification, what they find is that, yes, those abortions go down in that state, but that's because they're crossing state lines, or these girls are waiting until they become of age so they're actually having later term abortions. So these restrictions never eliminate the need for abortion or the fact that abortions are going to occur. They just make them more dangerous.
And to Lauren's point,
Terry's knocking over equipment. He's so passionate about this.
No, but
he's like, another thing.
No, a study just came out in Texas where they've closed down most of the abortion care facilities. Over 300,000 women in the last 5 years have attempted to self-induce an abortion in the state of Texas alone. There was a three university study that was done that came out like 2 months ago.
300,000
women have self-induced in the state of Texas alone.
And if that's not punishment enough, President Trump wants to further punish them.
Right.
And he has said that he wants to appoint a Supreme Court justice that was as much as strident as Antonin Scalia, if not more so, when it came to abortion and other legal issues. Di, I know that you were like, I came in here for one thing and now my head's going to explode. I didn't realize that contraceptions in Illinois were threatened by this entire movement to outlaw abortion, because Planned Parenthood, defunding Planned Parenthood, the fact that people are even going after that. What is the attack on Planned Parenthood? Why is that big target?
Well, it's so interesting because Planned Parenthood, of course, is perceived as being some kind of abortion mill, and nothing could be further than the truth, because the primary thing that Planned Parenthood does is to provide sexually transmitted infection screening, contraception, cancer screening, well woman care. And in fact, in Illinois, 400,000 low-income women get their care from Planned Parenthood. The other thing that's so
interesting, I get my care from Planned Parenthood,
and it's excellent care. It's excellent care. But the other thing that's also so interesting is, you know, when we talk about choice, it's the choice that some women choose to continue their pregnancies, and if they do so, we want them to have the best, healthiest pregnancy possible, which is another thing that Planned Parenthood provides, because we know that the earlier that you get good prenatal care, the healthier the outcome. So when a woman goes to Planned Parenthood and has a positive pregnancy test, she is counseled appropriately for all of her options. And if she chooses to continue the pregnancy, whether it's to keep the baby herself or to place it for adoption, and yes, they do partner with the cradle, an adoption agency, to ensure that woman is also going to have the best possible early prenatal care. So you are denying women not only the right to control their pregnancies, to give them contraception, but just looking at their general health. And these women are really going to be left without a safety net. And whenever you hear people say like, oh, don't worry, we're going to fund other community clinics, et cetera, well, that's
ridiculous. You're not doing it now.
Well, first of all, they're not doing it now. But second of all, that's a ridiculous statement, because when you look at throughout Illinois, these clinics do not exist. And the clinics that might exist are certainly not going to give the kind of fair, balanced information that someone is going to get at a Planned Parenthood that truly does provide the most excellent of care available. And I know, because I've been very involved with Planned Parenthood, you know, since I was in college and since I was marching people, you know, to safe places to get their care and to get pregnancy terminations.
What can people do? What should people be doing to pay attention? Because you mentioned earlier that it's happening because we didn't pay attention. We didn't.
Right.
Think in your lifetime that this would be what we're facing?
Absolutely not. And I've had arguments with people that say that will never happen. This will never come to this. Trump will never be president. Everything is fine. Everything is great. But absolutely, birth control. I mean, let's say I got pregnant. My child has an over 50% chance of having my disease, which in every subsequent generation it becomes worse. So my birth control,
you want to have that choice. You want to make, when you come to that moment, you want to be able to have your choice.
I had no idea this was at risk.
Right.
No idea.
Right. And you want to be able to, if you want to prevent a pregnancy, you should have that option. I don't understand how this is even on the
table. The most important thing that anyone can do that's listening to this show tonight is to call their state representative, because this bill is in the Illinois House, and tell their state representative to vote yes on House Bill 40 and make a personal appointment to go in and see their state representative and talk to them in person about how important this is to them and their health. And that includes men and women. And having contact, state representatives need to hear throughout the state of Illinois, they have to hear an outcry from everyone that this bill needs to be passed and this language needs to be stripped from the statute. And
even if you know that you and your representative or your state senator disagree on the, you might have a senator or representative that you know that they ran on a campaign of I will fight to end abortion. If you know that you believe in supporting this and birth control, go in and have a conversation.
Yeah, and then run against them in the next election. I'm serious. Well, that was one of the things that came out of the march on Saturday all over the country, that we're in this, elections have consequences. We are in this situation because right-wingers got elected and people who don't support the right to choose. So if you live in a district with a state representative or senator who does not support this, think long and hard about finding someone to run against them in the next election, because I'll tell you, one thing people are scared about most is getting an opponent in an election.
Absolutely. We'll have a last one when we come back after a break on 720 WGN.
Imagine a world free of lung disease. Help us realize that vision. Join WGN Radio at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers on Sunday, March 5th. Register at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100.
I'm Walter Jacobson, talking to you again about the most precious of your senses, your hearing. More precious than you think, because problems with your hearing can cause serious health risks that you don't want to take, like the cognitive brain decline I've been telling you about. A friend of mine told me the other day that he's going to save some money by getting his hearing aids at one of those big box retail stores instead of a professional audiology doctor like I go to at Hearing Health Center. I said, you want to get an FDA-regulated medical device where you get your tires? That's nutty. I don't even think it's legal. Your hearing is a serious business. So is your brain. Call Hearing Health Center at 844-MY-HEARING for a free hearing checkup. Make an appointment in Chicago, Oak Brook, Naperville, or Highland Park. Making that call changed my life, and it can change yours. Use your brain. Call 844-MY-HEARING.
You're listening pretty late. We have a listener who texted in that no birth control, no sex. If you take that away, I mean, then no sex. So if you take away our birth control, then you don't get any sex, guys. I don't know if I can't. I mean, like every guy or just the guys that support withholding birth control.
I mean, let's not get crazy.
Let's find another solution. I'm just
yes,
saying.
Well, drastic measures require drastic measures.
I don't know if that one would work, though. I don't know how effective it would be.
It'll be the Seinfeld episode.
Yes. We look forward to having you both back. But before you go, a final word to our listeners. What would you like to leave them with, Dr. Stryker?
I would like to leave them, though, with the thought that even though I get a hard time as a gynecologist for talking about politics, what I like to tell people is, I wish I didn't have to talk about politics, but it's the politicians that are dictating how I take care of my patients. And I just want women and men to be able to get the care they need, and that this is a decision that they make between themselves and their doctors, and that there are steps mm-hmm. that people can take.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And Terry, what would you like to say?
Well, I just want to say that the foundation of democracy is people being able to control their decisions and being able to act in their best interest as free individuals. And mm-hmm. so nothing could be more important than going to www.personalpact.org, finding out who your state representative is, and calling and emailing tomorrow to support House Bill 40.
And maybe even throwing a few dollars the way a personal
PAC. Yeah,
yeah. I'll just say, I'm on the board of Personal PAC, and the reason that I joined Personal PAC, because obviously you have to be real careful with where you give your time and your money, I wanted to make a difference. And when you really think about it, the only people that are going to make a difference are our state legislatures, our politicians, the people that are going to vote for the things that we want. And yes, they do work for us. So by giving a little money, getting involved with Personal PAC is going to be your best assurance that what we need to have happen is actually going to have happen. A lot of talk, no action. This is action.
Action.
I can't argue with that, Lauren.
No, I can't argue with either one of you. But I look forward to trying next time you come in studio. Again, Dr. Lauren Stryker and Terry Cosgrove, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And the website one more time before you go? The website
personalpack.org.
And that pack.
PersonalPack.org.
And for those that are not giving up sex, feel free to go to drstryker.com. Interesting, fun blogs, videos, etc.
That's great.
And books,
right?
Well, thank you both so much for joining us. We'll take a selfie before we go. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com.